I'm Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Yes, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I'm the biggest Friends fan, and I'm happy to go through this journey with you.
Yes, I can't believe we're episode six, halfway through episode six already. Pretty much, 10 more episodes to go.
Yes.
Season six, and then we're on to the next season seven. So we are on the 136th episode, the one that could have been part one. Season six, episode 15, it premiered on February 17th, 2000. It feels very weird saying 2000.
2000, 20 years ago, I know, right?
Yeah, with 25.89 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yes, so I like these next two episodes because it's totally alternate Friends universe. We decide on, or we get to see all the what ifs before Friends happen. So It's a two-parter. So the what ifs are, what if Rachel married Barry? What if Carol never realized she was a lesbian as she's married to Ross? What if Chandler tries to be a comedy writer? And what if Joey never got fired off of Days of Our Lives? And what if Monica was still fat? And what if Phoebe worked for the man and, you know, worked for Merrill Lynch? So I love all of these what ifs, because you do kind of wonder, like, where these characters could have been taken. And it's cool to explore this in these next two episodes.
Yeah, so I wasn't quite a big of a fan of these episodes. I feel like it, because they didn't take us anywhere. There was just kind of like filler episodes. But as I mentioned before, we talked about this not last episode, but the episode before that, was kind of like, why did they decide to make these two random episodes, you know, that didn't fit in? And we found out that you said Reese Witherspoon didn't want to be in any more episodes. So most likely this is why they made these two random episodes to fill in.
Okay. So question then. Okay. So sometimes they have these clip shows. Remember these look backs they did when, you know, Emily did her invitations when she was marrying Ross. Would you rather have one of those clip shows or would you rather have this episode? Because both of those episodes didn't move anything forward.
I don't know none, but the problem is I do like the prom one. And that was kind of like a flashback real time, probably because we learned more about their background.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the prom one too also was big because it moved Ross and Rachel forward.
Yes.
So, so that's a flashback, but it still moved forward. This one just kind of is what is.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's why I compare the one with the invitation and then these next two. So. It's interesting. Yes. It's interesting to think about, because I do like, though, the what ifs are answered. And I do like that, you know, in the end, what happens with Monica and Chandler, because they still keep that going. But I do. It is interesting to see them, you know, dress differently and talk differently and kind of, you know, delve into the alternate universe of what could have happened.
Yeah, definitely. So let's start off with Rachel's storyline, since that leads into Ross's storyline and then Joey's storyline and all that stuff.
So Rachel starts off, this whole thing starts with a conversation in Central Perk where Rachel walks in and then she tells the news that Barry and Mindy, the guy that she could have married, and Mindy, her maid of honor, are getting a divorce. And so then that leads to her saying, what if I still married Barry? And then that leads to the rest of the friends saying their what ifs. And so we go back. And then we see Rachel still married to Barry. And the way that she's dressed, I mean, they mean to, like, make her, like, a Long Island housewife. I mean, is this how Long Island people dress?
Yeah, I don't know. You first see her at a newspaper stand with Ross. And they both basically allude to the fact that they're not happy in their marriage.
Yeah, I know. They're like, oh, I'm married. Oh, me too. Yeah, isn't it great? Yeah. And they kind of just sit there and pause.
Yeah. So they allude to the fact that that's pretty much it. She's not happy in her marriage. And then it goes off to Ross's storyline. But let's finish off with Rachel.
Yes.
Because.
Rachel starts it off, and then that leads to Ross bringing her to Monica's, and then that leads to her going to Joey and then all that good stuff. So
So Ross, pretty much just like last time, she walks into the coffee shop, she sees Monica, who's still fat, and she sees Joey, Dr. Drake Ramore, who is a friend of Monica's.
Yes.
Rachel is the
scared
biggest
of
fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel is the biggest fan of Drake Ramore. And she just basically, she's a Long Island housewife and she has time to watch all of these soap operas. So she's so infatuated, and Joey likes the fact that she's infatuated. And he goes, "Hey, how you doing?" Starts like flirting with her, and he invites her to the set. So she goes to the set, and you see her wearing the stethoscope that he's wearing, and she's having the time of her life. And then you see, you know, she just loves it. She's excited to be there. She's excited to be with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she gets invited to go to his apartment, and she,
which is in the other episode.
Yeah. Which she doesn't do until the next episode.
We see
thinking about it.
Yeah. We see her, in the end of this episode, sitting on her bed, watching an episode with Joey of whatever, I forgot what soap opera
Duel.
Is called.
Duel. Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives. Yes. And one funny thing is when Rachel and Joey are actually walking on the set of Days of Our Lives, it's actually behind the scenes of the Normal Friends set. So they were actually, those two shows were actually neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So that's basically Rachel's storyline.
Yeah.
Ross's storyline goes into, you know, him being unhappy with his relationship with Carol. Mm-hmm. So he's doing karate because he's so upset with everything. And, you know, they haven't been intimate in a while. So Phoebe says, try to spice things up, you know. And so he tries, and Carol just doesn't care.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. So he tries, and then he makes a suggestion to bring somebody else into the mix. And then we'll see how that pans out in the next episode too.
Yes. So that basically wraps it up for Rachel and Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Monica,
yeah, who is fat, but she's not really fat. And this is the whole controversial thing. It's like they make her seem like she was so fat, but she wasn't. She's like a normal sized woman. So again, that's probably the most controversial character of Friends, aside from the topic of the lack of a diversity. But it's just like it's a reminder. Whenever we see her fat, it's like it's a reminder. It's like, okay, you're not, you know. But
yeah, and they put off of it. So her storyline in this episode basically is just she's going out with a boring guy.
Yep.
And we hear more about it in the next episode. So we'll figure out what happens with Chandler and Phoebe after we take a break.
Okay.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. So let's get going with Chandler's storyline. So his storyline was, you know, he doesn't have the job that nobody knows about. You know, we see him in suits and stuff like that, but he's basically dressed like a hip, cool Chandler with his hat and everything like that.
Yeah.
And he's getting a lot of, you know, like he doesn't have a job. And so people, like, he feels bad because he can't make money and stuff like that. So Joey hires Chandler as an assistant.
Yeah, so it's funny that they switch roles too, because Joey is, you know, this big star and has money. Joey is offering Chandler money.
And in recent episodes, we've seen that Chandler is the one trying to help out Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, pay for the apartment while Chandler is living with Monica. So the roles are reversed, and these friends continue to help each other no matter what.
Yeah. And so something to notice about that. So since Chandler is trying to be a comedy writer with Archie Comics, and then he gets denied and all that stuff. And then, you know, we find out later after he gets assistant job, he sells a storyline with Archie Comics. But did you notice that in the reunion, when they ask the cast, what would your characters be doing now? Chandler says he'd probably be a comedy writer somewhere. Matthew Perry says, oh, Chandler would probably be a comedy writer somewhere. He doesn't
Chandler
say.
Would be that?
Yeah. So Matthew Perry doesn't say that, you know, because we end the series on a different job that he gets. But Matthew Perry doesn't say, oh, he's probably with that same job. You know, Matthew Perry says, oh, he's probably a comedy writer. So the fact that in the alternate universe, he is trying to be a comedy writer, I thought that was like interesting.
That's a good point you bring up. I didn't connect the two. I remember him saying that vaguely, but I didn't connect the two.
Well, because it's a storyline in the later seasons when he goes to the other job, which I'm not going to say, but it's a storyline later in the season. That's probably why you didn't connect the two, because he's still at his whatever data analysis job, whatever job he has.
Yeah, pretty much. So Joey then gives him a list of things to do. It's a hefty list of things to do. And Monica says to Teller, you're his bitch.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing. Like, all these celebrities have assistants. Like, they need help with day-to-day because they don't have time to do it. And it's a real job. And it's a really good paying job. Like, I know some assistants that have worked and that make at least $65,000 a year. They make that much. But to be an assistant, you have to like beck and call, you know, you have to be on anytime they need, you know, and I wouldn't want that. And
is it worth the money to me?
No, that's the thing. Like, I've heard from the assistants, no, it's not worth the money, because you have to like, they're so particular about certain things. And then it makes you look
like this.
Yeah. And it makes you look like, being an assistant, like, you have, okay, J-Lo, for example, she is gorgeous, beautiful, but she has an entourage, and I think she has a few assistants.
She does.
Ryan Seacrest has a few assistants, you know, personal business. And it's like, if you're paying $60,000 for each assistant, that's like, you know, that's $120,000 out of your paycheck that you're giving. It's like, how much money are you really making? Of course, if you're making J-Lo money, it'd be like, you know, $50 million a year. Yeah, so this is just chump change, but still, like, you know, it's funny that this is kind of, like, these celebrities know what to have an assistant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the real, you know, like Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry has an assistant currently, you know, like, you know, these real celebrities have real assistants. So I'm sure that's why they kind of brought in that storyline.
Yeah. And so, as you mentioned, assistants or celebrities are really particular with things. In this case, Joey doesn't like orange juice with pulp. Chandler gets him orange juice with pulp.
Yeah.
So that's the dilemma here. But then good news comes for Chandler. He sold a story to Archie Comics.
About orange juice with pulp. Well, inspired by.
I think we find that out next episode.
Yeah.
But in celebration, Monica gives him a Kit Kat. But then he says, you want to share? And she's like, yes.
She's so particular about a Kit Kat.
Yes, Kit Kats are really good. And it's one of my favorites. So that wraps up the storyline for Chandler. The only one left we have is Phoebe. So Phoebe, I really like, my two favorite storylines were Monica's and Phoebe's. Phoebe is a very assertive person in this episode, in these next two episodes. And typically she's like very passive. Like in a previous episode during the girlfriend episode where Rachel and Monica had to pick, or they were talking about who would be your girlfriend, and Monica picked Phoebe, right? No, Phoebe picked Rachel. Mm-hmm. Monica got upset, and Phoebe didn't care. Phoebe was, you know, she was like, whatever, you know. She told her, what did she say to her?
High maintenance. She called Monica high maintenance.
She called Monica high maintenance.
Pushover,
but what did they call Phoebe, though?
Flake.
A flake, and Phoebe didn't care. She goes, okay, whatever. And in this case, in this episode, Phoebe cares about what people say about her. She cares about her reputation.
It's a totally different character,
It's a totally different character, yes. So she's a very boss lady, and I love her hair in this episode. And I found out that length of her hair, the way that it is in these two episodes, is actually Lisa Kudrow's real hair during those seasons, and she actually wore a wig for most of season six. What? Because they thought her hair was too short.
What?
For a Phoebe.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's interesting to find out. So her storyline was, you know, she smokes and she's on the phone a lot. And she lost her company $13 million. And she had a heart attack.
Yeah. Yes. So she's a Merrill Lynch stock trader. And so, which is totally, like, not like her, because it's totally opposite. So I like that they do that with her.
Yeah, definitely. So that wraps it up pretty much for this episode. Did you have any favorite lines?
No, I just like the storyline. I just like this alternate universe, and we'll see how it all ends in the next episode. So we kind of like get them mixed up, because it's like, oh, wait, yeah, because it continues.
It's a two-parter. So in the next episode of Friends with Friends, it's part two of this episode. Monica and Chandler's relationship evolves while Rachel continues her infatuation with Dr. Drake Ramore. Mm-hmm. Subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram.
Until next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.